You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. An 11-year-old is Milwaukee's latest homicide victim. Milwaukee police have confirmed that an 11-year-old was fatally shot last night near 68th Street and Silver Spring Drive. The child was taken to Children's Wisconsin but died at the hospital. There have been no reports of an arrest. An investigation continues. The flood cleanup for many now turns to getting financial help. The August storms did a lot of damage, leaving many Wisconsinites and business owners struggling to recover. FEMA funds have been approved and people can now apply. A state agency is also trying to help throw some money around. The Small Business Administration put out a statement yesterday about their low-interest disaster loans. People and businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties may be eligible for two categories of loans: physical damage and economic injury assistance. Businesses in surrounding counties can apply for the economic injury one. The loans can help fix property, cover lost business, or provide working capital to get things back to normal. There are deadlines to apply for all types of assistance. There's more about the new options on the Small Business Administration website. A police chase in Milwaukee ended last night with three people dead when a fleeing car hit another vehicle. Police say they first tried pulling the driver over near 36th and Wright at around 9:30, but the car sped off. The crash happened about a mile south at 35th and Vliet. Three people in the car that was hit died. Two others inside were rushed to the hospital. The 19-year-old driver who was running from police was arrested after being hurt in the crash along with two of his passengers. Charges are pending. It's time for a new way. That was the pitch from the Racine Transit Director looking to take Van Wongard's seat. Former Racine Alderman Trevor Young officially kicked off his Democratic campaign for the 21st State Senate District seat yesterday. Young criticized current lawmakers, saying they slashed school funding and that Racine and other communities aren't getting their fair share. The 29-year-old put out one of those highly produced announcement videos.
Our destination for public policy should be focused on affordability, quality jobs, skills training, and infrastructure that meets our needs and attracts the next generation of talent.
At this point, the 73-year-old Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again. He did put out a statement yesterday calling Young's ideas crazy liberal ideas that are more at home in San Francisco than in Milwaukee and Racine counties. The 21st district was redrawn. It now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. Someone lying in an alley was hit and killed by a squad. Now a Milwaukee officer is on leave. A Milwaukee police officer struck and killed someone lying at the entrance of an alley near South 20th Street yesterday. The officer was responding to a welfare check when it happened. Police officials say the investigation is still in its early stages. The officer is a 44-year-old with over 18 years of service. He's been placed on administrative leave. The Waukesha Police Department is leading the investigation. The goal is to improve the intake of international travelers. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport has started a $95 million project to modernize and expand its international travel capabilities. The new Concourse E terminal will replace the old International Arrivals terminal, nearly tripling the passenger capacity to handle 400 international arrivals an hour. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says the upgrade will boost international connections and economic growth for the area. Construction is expected to finish by 2027. The work is funded by airport revenue, bonds, and federal support. Data center concerns continue to arise. A new analysis shows the two approved AI data centers in Wisconsin could use more energy than all the homes in the state combined. That's according to a report from an environmental group called Clean Wisconsin. They say that between the Microsoft data center in Racine County and another in Port Washington, they'll need a combined 3.9 gigawatts of electric power. That's enough energy to power 4.3 million Wisconsin homes. There are just 2.8 million homes in the entire state. It's not just the electric. The water is also an issue. A lawsuit was filed this week against the city of Racine seeking transparency on the projected water use at the Microsoft site. Clean Wisconsin is calling for more openness about the demands the data centers place on resources. There are three other proposals for more data centers in Wisconsin, including one that's currently being discussed in Caledonia. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A true Hollywood icon has passed away. Robert Redford died September 16th at his home in Sundance, Utah. Redford was born in Santa Monica, California in 1936. Prior to his acting career, he played college baseball, worked in oil fields in California, and studied painting in Europe. He got his first television role on Alfred Hitchcock Presents, then landed a role on Broadway in Neil Simon's The Way We Were. He would later play opposite Barbara Streisand in the movie version as well. He followed that up with his breakout role in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid opposite Paul Newman. Redford was an accomplished director and producer in addition to his acting talents. His credits included All the President's Men, The Sting, Sneakers, and The Natural. Redford won a slew of awards in his career, including an Oscar for Best Director for the film Ordinary People and an honorary Oscar in 2002 for directing, acting, producing, and founding the Sundance Institute. He was also presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Barack Obama. Robert Redford was 89 years old. Feel like spending Christmas in Las Vegas? I'm sure the town would love to bring tourism back, and hopefully Mariah Carey's new residency will help. Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Las Vegas will kick off November 28th at Dolby Live at the Park MGM. Carey will perform 10 shows that will conclude on December 13th. Do you think she'll sing All I Want for Christmas? If you're looking for a road trip, tickets go on sale September 20th. Sydney Sweeney continues to diversify her resume with her latest role being a maid. The Housemaid stars Sweeney alongside Amanda Seyfried in this dark psychological thriller. The story follows Sweeney's character, who is fresh out of prison and who is hired by Seyfried's character and her handsome husband, and becomes close to the attractive couple. Pretty sure this isn't an adult film, but who knows? The Housemaid will drop in theaters December 19th. Nick Cannon recently appeared on the Breakfast Club podcast and discussed why he had 12 children with six different women. Three of those kids are from his marriage to Mariah Carey. The host of The Masked Singer says, believe it or not, he is engaged with all of his kids every day, even though some of them live in different cities. He also said that every child was made out of love. Well, yeah. The Drumline actor said it wasn't like he intended to have 12 children, but he admitted at times he really didn't think about it. In a related story, actor Nick Cannon recently launched a podcast where he dispenses relationship advice. According to Cannon, the Wondery podcast will be recorded in front of a live audience and have many different guests, including celebrities. Cannon did not specify how many of those guests he was hoping to have children with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.